Jack Tucker watched his brother retrieve the rifle from the gun cabinet in the office.
Rhett? What are you doing?
Rhett didn't even glance back at him as he loaded the gun.
What does it look like I'm doing? You been living in the city so long you forgot how a Wyoming rancher lives?
Then he did look over his shoulder at Jack, and Jack kind of wished he hadn't. He hated seeing that judgment in his brother's eyes and knowing he'd never be good enough for Rhett, never be the man Rhett was.
No, Jack mumbled, I didn't forget.
Rhett sighed and turned until he faced Jack.
Look, that was uncalled for. I'm sorry, okay?
Jack was so startled by the apology that he gulped and couldn't think of a word to say. Rhett grimaced.
Yeah, well, okay.
Gotta check on some tracks Eddie said he found leading from his property to ours.
I'll be back in a few hours.
He left, striding from the room without seeming to hesitate. Jack groaned and closed his eyes. Of course Rhett didn't hesitate. He never had.